So as always, when we start our practice, we are taking time to make contact with ourselves after our day's work. And the way we do this is tuning into our body and our breath. Firstly, checking in with the body and the points of contact with the floor. The heels, buttocks, shoulders, back of the head. Getting used to our body lying here for the next short while. And then gently directing our attention to our belly area. And tuning in to the rise and fall of the abdomen as we breathe in and out. Paying gentle attention to what the rhythm of the breathing is right now. Tuning into the pattern as you've been doing over these past weeks when you either sit or lie down for practice. Noting the depth and the pace of your breathing. Paying attention to the abdomen or your chest or your nose, wherever the sensations of breathing are the strongest. And as best we can, being present to all that's going on as we do this practice of paying attention to our body. Beginning with our left foot. Noting the sensations on the top of our left foot. And our toes each in turn. And the sole of our foot. Noting particularly the sensations there after a day at work, probably doing lots of standing and lots of walking. Sensations maybe of heat or cold or throbbing or aching or no sensations at all. And then allowing the attention to move towards the heel of the left foot. And both sides of the ankle. And then gently sweeping up from the ankle to the back of the knee, along the calf muscle, noting what you find there. Maybe that part of your body feels quite relaxed, maybe it feels quite tight. Again, it might ache or throb, be hot or cold. And as best we can, we're always paying attention, noting if our mind goes walkabout, noting where the mind goes, and then gently bringing it back to this part of the body or any other part of the body if the mind decides it wants to go somewhere else. And being gentle with that process and gentle with ourselves. And now transferring the attention to the shin, gently scanning from the ankle up to the knee. Maybe you like to scan from side to side as you move up, or scan one side and then another from top to bottom or bottom to top, whichever one works for you. Noticing the sensations that are there. And then the back of the knee and the kneecap in turn. And then allowing the attention to move up from the back of the knee to the hip on the underside. Feeling those hamstrings, what are they like now? What sensations are there? And if any sensations demand attention more than any others, as best we can, being gentle with the awareness. If anything is particularly uncomfortable or painful, doing our best to stay with those sensations for a few breaths, exploring the edges of those sensations as best we can. Allowing and letting be those sensations. And if necessary, moving to ease whatever tension might be there. Moving with intention. Rather than on autopilot. And then gently allowing the attention to move to the top surface of the left leg from the knee to the hip. Scanning that part of the body, exploring what's there with an air of curiosity. Maybe being interested in what is found there. maybe something new reveals itself, something that wasn't known before. Gently exploring that part of your body with kindness and attention. And now maybe getting a sense of the whole of the left leg from foot to hip. Breathing into the whole leg and then letting go on an out breath. Before gently guiding the attention to the top of the right foot and the toes each in turn. And then the underside of the left foot. The heel and then the ankle, both sides. Maybe noticing if there's any difference between the left foot and the right foot, which we're paying attention to now. Now gently guiding the attention from the right ankle up to the back of the knee, up the calf muscle. Noticing what the sensations are like there. Again, maybe noticing anything that's different in this leg from the left leg. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Whatever is there, as best we can, greeting sensations with an open and loving awareness. And then doing the same for the top part of the lower right leg from ankle to knee, finding what's going on with the shin, what is noticeable there. Allowing any sounds that might arise to come and go, leaving the attention gently resting on the shin of your right leg or any other part of the body that we're paying attention to. And then allowing attention to fall to the back of the knee and the kneecap in turn. And then the underside of the right leg from the knee to the hip. Exploring the sensations there, as we've done with other parts of the body so far. Noting any sensations that might be there. Any hot feelings, cold feelings, tight feelings, loose feelings, or no feelings. Just noticing what's there, with a kind and gentle awareness. And now moving the attention to the upper surface of the right leg from knee to hip. Gently scanning maybe side to side. As you move up from knee to hip, finding out what's there, if anything. Now guiding the attention to the front of the pelvis. And the back of the pelvis, There may well be sensations here from a day of work, standing, sitting, walking. So as best we can, we're noticing what's there and what it feels like now at the end of a working day. And then we move up our back, very gently scanning from side to side as we move up from the hip to the shoulders, taking note of what's happening there, of what sensations can be felt, knowing that if it's necessary to move, we can do that. Allowing our attention to turn to the front of our body, to the belly area. And the chest area. Maybe tuning into the rhythm of our breathing as we do this. And noticing if there's any difference possibly between when we started the practice and where we are now. And now gently guiding the attention to the left hand, to the back of the left hand, and each of the fingers in turn. The palm of the hand. The inside of the wrist and the outside of the wrist in turn. And the inside surface of the forearm from the wrist to the inside of the elbow, gently noticing what's there, if anything. And now the outside surface of the forearm from the wrist to the elbow, exploring any sensations that are there. Breathing into any area of difficulty on the in-breath and letting go on the out-breath. Then paying attention to the inside of the elbow and the elbow joint itself. Then the inside of the upper arm from the crook of the elbow to the shoulder, the biceps. And then the outside surface of the upper left arm from elbow to shoulder. And now guiding the attention to the right hand, the outside surface of the right hand, and then the fingers in turn. And the palm of the right hand. The inside and outside surfaces of the wrist. and then the inside surface of the forearm from wrist to the crook of the elbow. And then the outside surface of the forearm from wrist to elbow, gently scanning backwards and forwards, or up and down if that's your preference. Now we're guiding our attention to the inside of our elbow, then the elbow joint itself. And now following what the bicep is like from the crook of the elbow to the shoulder, noting the sensations that are there. And then the outside surface of the right arm from elbow to shoulder, what does that feel like at this moment? Now guiding our attention to the left shoulder. The right shoulder. The back of the neck. The throat area. Back of the head. And then the face. And as best we can, getting a sense of the body as a whole, lying here breathing. Maybe breathing into the whole body from head to toe on an in-breath. And letting go on an out-breath. And now guiding our attention once more to our abdomen. And taking three breaths.